A bill to declare a state of emergency for Alaska Native languages has advanced in the State House. As KYUK's Christine Trudeau reports, in public testimony, the bill saw widespread support from Alaska Native academics, tribal members, and non-Native Alaskans as well.
The House Community and Regional Affairs Committee passed the resolution after 2 days of public testimony Thursday.
Good morning, honorable representatives of the state of Alaska. My name is Rene Lance Twitchell. I am an assistant professor of Alaska Native Languages at the University of Alaska Southeast and a council member of the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council. I will begin my testimony in my language and will translate.
Twitchell and the Language Advisory Council, in a report at the beginning of the year, said that not only are a majority of the 20 recognized Alaska Native languages in danger of being lost at the end of this century, but direct action is needed on a legislative level. Along with nearly 30 people testifying, not including numerous written comments, Twitchell wanted to share accounts left by elders.
It is hard for us to hear, and I assure you the reason I share it is not to make anyone feel guilty. But this testimony must include the suffering of our elders and ancestors. This is a real thing and must not be transformed into a metaphor or minimized into tough choices or the ways that things had to be.
Twitchell then recounted survivor stories of 20th century Alaska Native boarding schools, with one tribal elder recalling being doused with kerosene and other methods used at the time to discourage the use of indigenous languages and cultural practices for generations of Alaska Native peoples. Some wanted to tell the committee what sort of actions ought to follow the declaration, from building upon successful models of language programs such as immersion schools to creating a statewide Alaska Native school board for, quote, Alaska Native tribal and charter schools. The resolution was also amended. Representative Dan Sadler wanted to stress how important language is to Alaska Native culture as a whole. He also wanted to add language about urgency.
But I want to explicitly say that we should call for fast action. I think it behooves us to say that the state agencies and the governor and the legislature and the Native Language Preservation Advisory Council should work expeditiously.
HCR 19, sponsored by Representative Dan Ortez, will now go to the House Rules Committee. Should it later pass a House vote, Senator Donald Olson, according to Representative Ortez's staff, would introduce it in the Senate. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.